welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Missouri Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And Trevor, has a potential to be a short podcast this week since we don't have much to talk about from last week. And, you know, it's a bye week this week, so we might as well just end this right now. All right, but we can't do that. So let's go back to last week, a week most Missouri fans would love to forget. 34-0 loss at Bama on national TV. Everybody got to see the thumping. So what's your main takeaway from last week's game?
Brutal.
Yeah.
Disheartening.
Right.
Soul-crushing.
Right.
There's quite a few adjectives that you could throw on a game like that. Season-ending, you could possibly throw that on there.
Yeah.
Because any college football playoff hopes that a lot of Missouri fans had headed into the season are, I guess, not necessarily zero at the moment,
right?
But minuscule, probably less than 1%. You can basically throw those out the window, and then you add in the fact that Brady Cook suffers another injury on top of it, and you have to watch Drew Pine for a majority of the game. There's just a multitude of reasons on why that one was just brutal.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm going to settle on, is brutal.
So let's set the stage for that one from the standpoint of, you know, you get a little bit of an injection of adrenaline maybe before the game when you hear that, oh, Brady Cook's going to go. You know, we talked about it last week. We were both going to be surprised if he didn't try to play, you know, and we're going to be surprised if he at least didn't make a go of it for a while and see how it would go. Well, all it did was just hurt him in a different way. You know, it was one of those things where we went from having a lower body injury to, you know, as soon as he got in, injured the same hand twice. It looked like on two different plays where he hit helmets on this follow through making a pass. So then you go to the point where, okay, not only was that kind of a week to week injury with the lower body injury, now it sounds like this upper body injury might be something that, like, it becomes more lasting and it might just jeopardize the whole kind of rest of the season. There's nothing definitive, but it sounds like we might be without Brady Cook for a while.
Yeah, and I mean, the answer that Coach Drinkwitz gave this week is he fully expects him back at some point this season.
Right.
That is not necessarily an answer you give for a quarterback you expect to be playing coming out of the bye next week against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So his status for that game is definitely in question. X-rays came back clean, so that's a good thing. But, yeah, I mean, he wasn't necessarily moving around his best to start the game. And Drinkwitz was also asked what he is most worried about on for Brady Cook purposes, and he basically said his whole body.
Yeah.
He said his whole body, physically and mentally, has just taken a beating so far this year.
Yeah.
Just the emotional toll of this season not going as expected,
The
physical toll of many injuries. So as far as your QB1 is concerned, that's about as bad of news as you could have.
Well, I think what concerns me most about when it comes to Brady Cook is the drop-off from Brady Cook to the backup, because while I think Missouri has capable backups at a lot of different positions, I think we just reinforced last week that maybe we don't have a real capable backup at quarterback, because Drew Pine comes in again and just, I mean, first pass is an interception, ends up with three of them, ends up, I think, throwing more passes to the other team than he did to his team. I mean, I'm being facetious. I think he completed six balls to his teammates and three to the opposing team. So, not great. And he didn't even look. It wasn't just the fact that he was throwing the ball, you know, in bad spots and they got intercepted. They were just a lot of bad, bad throws to the point where you just go, I don't know that there's anything that you can do if he's the starter going forward for the rest of the season. I don't know, you know, how much confidence that instills in anybody.
And the part that really hurt was the fact the defense played rather well to start the game.
Yeah.
They were giving up yards, but they weren't giving up touchdowns.
Right.
So I believe it was 6-0. When Drew Pine enters the game, and like you mentioned, his first pass attempt is a pick, sets up a short field, sets up a touchdown for Alabama, and then things kind of spiral from there, and all of a sudden you look at the 34-0 final. So in a game where the defense was really giving the offense a chance, and you could point to the fact the offense didn't really produce anything with Brady Cook on the field, but at the least, they weren't hurting the defense. There's kind of that. But yeah, you mentioned it. Drew Pine just simply isn't it. When you're completing 25% of your passes to the other team, that is a major, major issue.
Absolutely.
And, going forward, It's hard to imagine a world where he just figures it out.
Right.
They're going to have to rely on a running game so much with a banged up Nate Noel who didn't play in the game.
Right.
And Marcus Carroll that didn't really produce any eye-popping numbers.
Right.
Jamal Roberts had a little bit of success, but they're going to have to lean on a running game when the strength of their team is the skill position, or like
right.
the skill at the wide receiver position.
Right.
So if you're not able to utilize your best players that right. kind of separate you from the rest of the middle of the pack SEC teams, things become very, very worrisome.
Let's take a quick break for an ad read. At Carpet Values, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on all your flooring needs. And now, during our fall savings event, you can save even more. We are stocked full of carpet, vinyl plank, tile, laminates, rugs, and more. Don't miss out on these hot fall savings. Come see us at Carpet Values and take advantage of our guaranteed lowest prices. We're your low-price superstore at I-70 and Highway 54 in Kingdom City. The good thing is the buy comes at a good time, I guess, for you to try to get some things figured out and maybe try to figure out what it is you can optimize that Drew Pine can do to not hurt you. You know, maybe you throw in a couple extra wrinkles, but again, it's not something where you can completely reinvent the wheel in just a week. And, you know, again, it's a part of the schedule where we talked about it kind of when the schedule came out that, you know, we were looking at those back-to-back weeks of Alabama and Oklahoma. And again, Oklahoma's flawed this year, and they've had some struggles. So it's not like they're, you know, the Oklahoma of years past where you're really super worried about them. But we knew these were going to be two back-to-back weeks where they were going to be both. There were going to be kind of 2 weeks where you're going, this is going to be a two-game stretch where you go, things, you know, things might get dicey here if we're not playing well. Well, you're not playing well, and you're hurt now. So bad combination.
Yeah, I mean, and even take out the factor that Oklahoma isn't playing very good football this year. It's probably the most important game that's left on the schedule.
Sure.
OU entering the SEC now, you already saw it last offseason with Williams-Winery that Oklahoma and Mizzou are going to be going after the same caliber of players.
Right.
And so far, through 1 year, Missouri's kind of had the edge in the recruiting battle.
Right.
They're able to get those kids like Winery and those five stars that notoriously had just been going to Oklahoma for so many years.
Right.
And that's like, obviously the rivalry with Arkansas has kind of increased throughout the time during the SEC.
Sure.
But I think if you ask, I would say probably 90 to 95% of Missouri fans who they dislike more, the answer is going to be Oklahoma. Just the
well, the answer is Kansas, but that's irrelevant.
Yeah, they are irrelevant.
Right.
I will also add that. They are not in this picture.
Right, right.
And will not be in the SEC picture for
sure.
a very long time at the least.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, the answer is obviously Kansas, but just looking historically at what Oklahoma has done to Missouri,
yeah.
they were kind of the punching bag for a while for Oklahoma. And even when Missouri had those really good teams, the hurdle they couldn't clear was Oklahoma.
Right, right.
You think back to like the one of the biggest wins in recent history before coming to the SEC was a win against number one Oklahoma.
Right.
When College Game Day was there. So not being at your best, even coming off a bye week, heading into a game that kind of has that kind of implications to it, bad situation all around, and that's even throwing out the factor of what a loss would mean to the rest of the season.
Yeah. So coming out of this that game again where they were completely dominated, didn't look good. You know, we've kind of talked a couple times this year where, like, you know, Missouri's gotten a win and the pollsters haven't exactly liked it because they've dropped them. Well, they did drop after this loss, but they didn't even drop out of the top 25. I was a little surprised by that. So, I mean, they're still hanging in there at 25, you know, but they only dropped four spots after really being completely throttled in front of all of us.
And it's kind of a weird situation where they didn't give Missouri the benefit of the doubt in the Auburn win of playing a backup quarterback for a majority of the game.
Right, right.
And then you fast forward the next week and they play the backup quarterback for a majority of the game
right.
again, and all of a sudden the AP voters have sympathy.
Right.
So,
yeah,
like you mentioned, if it was a normal circumstance and you didn't have the context of what they'd done in recent weeks, you might not be all that surprised that they only dropped four spots in the rankings without their starting quarterback.
Right.
But just with the way that they'd been treated all year, dropping two spots after wins on two different occasions, like, you would have expected the AP voters looking for any reason to get them out of the top 25 because they clearly don't think they're that good of a football team.
Right.
And you could point to last week and find a number of reasons of why they're not a very good football team.
Yeah.
So, like you said, shocked is probably the big word.
Right.
And it really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Sure.
we're going to say time and time again, the college football playoff rankings are really the only ones that matter, and those don't come out until next week. So we will see how that committee views a Missouri team that doesn't have a significant win, when the only thing that they have said all along on what's going to be the most important criteria is strength of schedule and strength of victories. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be too kind to them next week.
No, I don't think so either. But the, you know, the weird thing is as we enter the second bye week of the season, it's kind of a good reset time before the final four games of the year. 6-2 overall and 2-2 in conference play. I know that coming into the, you know, coming into the season based off of last year, there were high expectations. I think at this point, 6-2 and 2-2 is a disappointment to almost everybody. But I also feel like, okay, yes, it becomes harder if they don't have Brady. That's going to make everything a whole lot more difficult. But you know, you end the season, Oklahoma, South Carolina, who's been pesky this year and played a lot of people tough.
They're a good football team.
So that's not going to be a walkover. And then you end with Mississippi State and Arkansas. So let's just say maybe you split those final, you know, final four games and you end up, you know, 8-4 overall and 4-4 in the conference. I don't think that's what anybody wanted at the end of the year. But I also think that it's one of those things where if that's the scenario, you're going to find yourself playing in a pretty decent bowl. And I know that, yes, it's disappointing that you came into the season thinking, if everything's right, we get in the playoff. Well, maybe at this point you don't get in the playoff. But maybe you get in a decent bowl and you kind of figure out some things. You get the extra weeks of practice. You get the prep for next season. Do all that stuff the coaches are always talking about. I don't think it's, you know, give up time at any point. And, you know, you want to make sure you finish strong. And there's still a few things in front of them that can make this season end up being better than what we're feeling like right this minute.
Yeah, and I think we're going to find out a lot about Coach Drinkwitz as a motivator in these final few weeks. You throw out last season, and basically every season had been the same. 6 wins, kind of a bottom-tier bowl game, and they lost those bowl games.
Right.
And so in those seasons where they didn't really have too much to play for, there were some good performances in there, but the team wasn't necessarily the most motivated week in, week out. And they now fall into that situation again where you can't really sell the playoff anymore.
Right.
If it's going to take a lot of things going Missouri's way for them to even get back in that conversation.
Right.
And really the only way to get back in that conversation is an SEC title game, and that's going to take a miracle.
There
isn't a major selling point for a team that had such high expectations headed into the season. So I'm really interested to see what the energy and effort level is like of these teams in the final weeks, because I think that's going to have a big standing of how Drinkwitz is viewed heading into next season.
Right.
Or heading into the recruiting trail and all that stuff. So, I mean, there is some stuff to play for, but it's not much that you get excited about. And that's what kind of worries me on how these players are going to show up in the final four games.
All right, I guess we'll get started on the final third of the season last week, and we actually have an upcoming game to talk about. So for this week, for Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter @TREVHAHN3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.